We're at the State Fair of Oklahoma 2017, and we are talking with one of our judges at this year's Cow to Cone Dairy Farmers Dairy Max Ice Cream Contest. Debbie, you are a dairy producer. Tell me about your operation in Paul's Valley.
Well, we're a small family farm. We milk about 100 cows. We milk three times a day. Probably a fifth generation farm. So our son joins us on the farm. We have another son, but he works off the farm. It's just something every day that, you know, we have to get up and do. We're passionate about it. And I enjoy this kind of work most of all. Good treats, good eats. And my other passion is taking my cows out to travel to the different outdoor classrooms with soil conservation and trying to educate the young people about where milk comes from.
Now, you kind of referred to your operation as a smaller dairy operation. 100 cows sounds like a lot, though.
It is when you have to go down there three times a day, and it doesn't matter if it's, as I tell the young people, whether it's Christmas, whether it's your birthday, even if we don't have electricity, we still have that ability to milk the cow, so it happens. Doesn't matter.
Now, this type of competition, friendly competition, one of these ladies and gentlemen that have fixed up this ice cream, we've gone through, what, about 18 or 20 different entries. Yeah. What's the advantage? Why would somebody, you know, like dairy producers, Dairy Max, want to sponsor this contest?
Well, it gets milk out in front of the public, just not milk, but the milk products that are used in it, and everybody enjoys ice cream, and it's important that we make sure that everybody is consuming their dairy products.
And of course, that you know, it's important to understand those servings of dairy are not just liquid milk.
That's true. That's one of the things I tell the young people when I do my outdoor classrooms is we go over all the foods that maybe during the course of that day they will consume that are related to the dairy foods group.
Tell me about those classroom interactions.
Well, usually it's third, fourth, and fifth graders, and I do Cole County, Pontotoc County, and I've participated in my home county, Garvin County. And I take a cow, if I have a cow that's broke to lead and is gentle for the kids, otherwise it's a heifer. But they need to see the animal that produces the milk. They need to know about her life cycle, how we treat her, how important it is we take care of her. And most importantly, all those young people want to touch and pet the cow. The highlight of the day, if we can pet the cow.